We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He's Talking Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. This is Teddy Allen. Welcome to the podcast. We're here today with Kane McGuire, who works for Athletic Communications. He's a basketball, men's basketball guru. Kane, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
There he is. Told you he was here. And we're here with Duffy Conroy. Duffy is a assistant basketball coach. Duffy, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
I know you're very busy teaching pick and roll and guarding big people and all that kind of stuff. So thanks for joining us. On your birth certificate, what is your physical name?
My name is Michael Duffy Conroy. Okay.
Is Duffy a family name?
Yes. That was my mother's maiden name. Okay. And I am the youngest of seven children, and it was a way to...
By that time, though, you said,
hey, we're putting it in there. We're putting it in there. And then I never was called Michael or Mike ever. It was always Duff or Duffy. Duffy, and yeah, so...
If you want to complain about Duffy's coaching or anything, duff@latech.edu is his email.
There you go.
And he'll respond. So Duff or Duffy, it's a great name. Have you ever met any other Duffys?
No. I've met with last names, but not too many with first names. I mean, I've heard of, like, Duffy Doherty, who's a football coach at Michigan State. Duffy Waldorf, there was a golfer.
Forgot about him.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Thanks. There's Duff Beer, Simpsons.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised that you would know that.
Yeah.
Duffy holds the distinction of being one of my favorite people in the world who I never get to spend time with. So this is a treat for me.
It's mutual.
And you, of course, have to coach basketball, and you're raising 107, 108 children, so you don't have a lot of free time. So this is really a joy for me. Let's go through your kids. First of all, Nikki is your wife.
Yes.
She's a fount of good cheer.
Yeah.
She's a swimmer?
She was a swimmer in college, yes. At Wisconsin Eau Claire.
And you were at St. Ambrose U in Davenport, Iowa.
Correct.
How did you two meet?
We
in the pool?
Met. I was doing cannonballs. I was in Madison, Wisconsin, working for the Wisconsin Badgers. Yeah. And she was a pharmaceutical rep for Pfizer. And we had mutual friends that connected us, and that's how we met.
Did y'all like each other right off the bat?
Yes.
I know you liked her right
off. I did.
Because how can you not?
Yeah, I did. No, we absolutely did.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was great. I always said that I was the first 16 over a one seed.
But to win.
Until now. Yeah.
She's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. What kind of swimmer was she? Diver or she swam
long distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not the butterfly or all that, just going for a long time.
Yeah.
Does she swim here?
She doesn't get to very often, but she still likes to if she can.
Well, it's because of the child situation.
Yeah, she's doing more like spin classes and other stuff like that.
How many children officially do y'all have? Is it five?
We have five children, yep.
Okay, if you'll take us through those real quick. And we'll talk basketball in a minute, but this is the most important stuff.
You're good. Our oldest is Cal, and he is 14. He just turned 14. Then it's Macklin. Well, he goes by Mac. And he is 12. Then Kiva is 8. She's our only daughter.
Sweetheart.
And she'll be 9 in April. And then we have Doc, who just turned 7. He's a maniac.
He is a maniac.
And then Banyan is our youngest, and he's 3. So Nikki's constantly yelling, Cal, Mac, Kiva, Doc, Ban, get in the van.
Right.
Yeah.
And used to, she would hold the band at the games.
Yes.
But he's big enough, I guess, to kind of walk
he's
around.
He's running around on the court after the games now, yep.
Well, every time I see her up in the stand, she's always smiling, and there's kids and popcorn and all kind of stuff just draped over.
Yeah, she's just feeding them sugar and keeping them happy.
Well, where did y'all go on vacation this summer? Did y'all get to go anywhere?
Well, we meet up with family every summer. We get together with all my brothers and sisters. We go up to, we've been doing it for 40 years, actually, with 3 other families. We get about 100 people on a lake up in Wisconsin, and we meet up there in August, and it's we just get together, and that's our week, and hang out, so. And then Nikki and I took a little trip this summer, went to Charleston, South Carolina. She had never been there, so we did that for a few days.
Okay. That'll boy. Just you and her?
Just me, yep.
Did y'all look at each other at one point and say, this is odd?
Yeah, it's too quiet.
All right, and you're quite the athlete.
Oh, thanks.
So let's Napersville or is it Nappersville?
Naperville.
Naperville.
Yep.
No S. Naperville, Illinois.
Yeah.
What's that close to?
That is a suburb of Chicago.
Okay.
And right on the west side and suburb. And I think that's where Sean Payton's from, I think.
Did not know that.
And Harry Callis, the old announcer for the Phillies.
Beautiful.
So there's some people from there. But we moved when I was young and I grew up most of my life in Davenport, Iowa. So.
What necessitated the move? Was it drug trouble?
We're on the family on the move. My mom and dad, are both from the south side of Chicago. And then they moved to the suburbs of Chicago and then had me. And then work-related, moved to the Quad Cities.
Yep. Okay. The first time I was ever dropped off at, what's the name of the baseball park? Where the White Sox, Comiskey Park.
Comiskey, yep.
This was like early 90s, and the guy said, as soon as this game's over, come right back to this spot.
Right.
And I said, why? He said, because you will get killed if you do not come. So it's tough.
Yeah.
But y'all grew up on the west side.
Well,
your mom and dad were from the south
side for about 35 years. That's where my brothers and sisters were all born. And then, they're tough. I'm soft.
Okay. Then y'all went to Davenport. You went to high school at Naperville, right? At Davenport Assumption High
School. That's in,
And you were all-state football.
I was.
What position did you play?
I played quarterback in a rare combination. I also played linebacker, so.
Did you know that, Kane?
I did not know
He's
that.
He's a stud.
Yeah, thanks.
What did you prefer, hitting people or getting hit? Quarterback or linebacker?
They were both a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, It was, both sides were.
What was y'all's mascot?
The Knights.
K-N-I-G-H-T-S? N-I-G-H-T-S?
Yep, you got it. Yep.
Okay. And then in basketball, you were all-state.
Yes.
So what position did you play then?
I was a wing.
Figured. How tall are you?
6'3".
Okay. What was your score now?
In high school?
Yeah.
22 a game.
That's not bad. What was your best? Were you a jump shooter? Did you drive the ball? What was the best part?
Scouting
of
report on
yes.
Duncan Conroy.
Yeah. I shot threes, but mm-hmm. I like to drive it as well. So just
don't apologize for being good.
I'm not apologizing for any of it. No, I just tried to be a good team player and take good shots.
Well, apparently you were. You're captain of your college team. Tell us what the name of your college was.
St. Ambrose Fighting Bees.
Y'all were the Fighting Bees.
Yep.
What were y'all's colors?
Blue and white, basically. Yeah. Navy blue and baby blue we had. And,
you were team captain, two-time All-Conference, and three NAIA appearances?
Yes. Yep. National tournament. Yep.
What was the toughest game that you lost, the biggest one that you look back on and say, dadgummit?
My final game. Okay. Yeah, we were winning, and we lost the lead.
Shucks.
Lost at the buzzer in the national tournament and had a really good team that was ranked in the top five in the country, and it was a tough one to go out on. And so
ball's hard.
Yeah, and that's a tournament where all the teams are in one site. So mm-hmm. it was a 32-team tournament, and you're trying to win five games in six mm-hmm. days, basically. So it was a crushing loss, but, yeah, just because it was over.
Well, somewhere I read y'all beat out in 2006, what am I thinking of, where y'all beat an 11 seed?
Yeah,
and you beat Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, yep.
This was where?
When I was at Wisconsin. Milwaukee.
And y'all went back-to-back Big Ten titles, right?
At Wisconsin, back-to-back Big Ten titles.
On the staff there?
Yeah. And my final year there, we were in the Elite Eight and lost mm-hmm. to North Carolina, who eventually won it. So,
how did you get hooked up with Bo Ryan as a young man?
I originally went to play for him at Wisconsin Platteville.
Okay.
When he was a Division III head coach, and he set all kinds of records, winning games. And I ended up transferring to St. Ambrose University, but luckily when Bo was then a Division I head coach at UW-Milwaukee, he took me back, and I joined his staff there. And we, in that year, he ended up getting the job at Wisconsin. So it was good timing on my part, getting in the profession, very fortunate. After 10 months with him in Milwaukee, he got the job with the Badgers, and I held onto his leg and said, please take me. And and fortunately enough, he found a position for me, and I stayed with him there.
Yeah, and y'all keep in touch all the time,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
I gave you an old basketball book one time.
Yep.
That you said he would like.
He loved it. Yeah. I sent him a picture, and he has it. The same book you sent me.
This is a book from like 1910 or something.
Yeah.
Stupid. It's got all kind of phrases in there that we've never heard that have to do with basketball. All right. Coldest you've ever been since you're a northern guy?
Ooh. Coldest I've ever been. I'd have to. I mean, there's been a lot of days I've been cold. I enjoy the weather down here a lot. But
yeah, I don't know how y'all did it up there.
Yeah, I don't know what year it was, but it was around 2010, 11, somewhere in there. And I was at UW-Milwaukee, and I think we got 122 inches of snow that winter, and it was well above the average. And I came home from a road trip one night, and my wife was at the grandparents with the kids, and so I came to the house at about 2 a.m., and no one had shoveled the driveway or anything, and it drifted up into the garage. I couldn't get into the house, and it took me another hour once I got to the house just to shovel my way in, and I wasn't really prepared for it.
No,
so it was and then I fell into the snow, and I was a wreck, and I was
really
frustrated. And I think we lost coming off that trip, so it was just insult to injury. And
did we have cell phones then? Because I'm trying to think if you could call and tell them, "Hey, I'm out here."
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, we had cell phones, but I didn't even really. I wasn't thinking about my driveway, right. And there was, yeah.
Oh, that's big boy stuff.
It was awful. I just found to a hotel.
You don't have that problem here. Has it been a weird adjustment, a good adjustment, a bad one, moving to the South?
It's been great. You know, for me, coaching basketball is coaching basketball. Mm-hmm. I was, most concerned with, hey, how are my children and how are my wife going to adjust? And they've adjusted amazing. They love it here in Ruston. It's a great, great college town and a lot of great people. And the people here are so caring and look out for your family and stuff. So mm-hmm. we couldn't have found a better place. And love the South and love the weather, and the people are tremendous.
Well, I think y'all live on a little cul-de-sac, don't you, where they...
We do.
All of them can play?
Yeah, it's that cul-de-sac was probably a lot quieter before the Conroys
moved
into town.
With your five starters.
I apologize to my neighbors.
speaking of basketball, your team, what do you like about the Bulldogs this
year? I like the fact that, we're older. We're an older team with more depth. And in some of the past years, we've been a little thinner at some spots and position. So I like the fact that we have a competitive group, a deeper group than we've had. I think we have the ability to win some games differently, night in, night out. And some nights, we may have to play a smaller lineup or a bigger lineup. And I think we have the ability to adjust a little bit with the extra bodies and the skills of the guys. And I think this team genuinely likes each other really well, and they get along well, and the laughter on the buses and on the planes is a little even too loud sometimes. I have to calm them down. They're laughing so hard. But I like the fact that they spend a lot of time with each other, and they're a competitive group with a lot of talent.
Tell me, chemistry on a basketball team's tremendously important on any team, but I mean, this is just 13 or 14 dudes. And you've been a team captain, so you know how important that is. This, what's the personality of this? Are they fun loving, easygoing, lunch pail guys? What are they?
I think it's a mixture. I think they are fun loving, but I think they know, you know, when it's time to get serious and get down to work, they've come to work well this year in practices and showing up every day and just pushing to get better. And that's what we try to do with these guys. Just, hey, you know, like key word, we all hear process and stuff, mm-hmm. but we're trying to explain to them, and they've grasped it and they've dived in to, hey, we just got to try to get better every day. And they've been working at that.
In college basketball, it seems this sport, that's the key, is getting better. The team in November is not the same team as in February. So you see the potential. Y'all are trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
9-8, I think the Bulldogs are right now. 3-1 in the league.
12-4.
How'd I get 9-8?
That's Rice's.
Who's
record.
9-8? That's who's not. And Rice comes in here Thursday night. We're talking Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Kane. In
Duffy's office.
You on the record.
And so this will post Thursday, so you're going to play the Owls in a little while,
right,
as people are listening to this. Just a little, 12-4?
12-4.
9-8, that's terrible. 12-4, 3-1 in the league.
That is correct.
Rice is Thursday night, and then North Texas is Saturday at 4. Yeah. Rice is Thursday night at 6:30. Can you give us a quick scouting report on those two teams?
Yeah, you know, Rice is a team that they'll try to force you sometimes to play small. They don't play a huge lineup, but they play a very unique lineup, meaning they'll have a guy who may be their point guard at 6'8 at times, even though he plays other positions as well. But they'll have a center that will probably be no bigger than 6'6 a lot of times. And they shoot a lot of threes. All five guys are going to shoot the three. The perimeter is going to be very important that we guard it well. But then they also drive it. So they really rely on free throws and threes more so than they do the two scoring twos. And they spread the floor five out around the perimeter, and they're going to look to attack and drive and pitch and get you scrambling that way. And we've got to do a great job of containing, you know, the ball itself, guarding your yard. We always tell our guys, you know, you got to make sure 3 feet to your right and 3 feet to your left, guarding your yard. You better not get blown by and blitzed and cause a chain reaction, because that's what they'll do, and then they'll pitch it out for threes. So got to do a great job of guarding those guys. Drew Peterson is the kid who I was mentioning, who's about 6'8", and he's a guy who really helps them. He creates stuff. He's in the top 10 in Conference USA in rebounding and assists, and he's also scoring a good amount of points. But they got some other players as well, Aiko Adams, and this kid off the bench, Josh Parrish, really good. And so we gotta make sure we're containing the basketball and then limiting them to tough challenge shots. And then North Texas,
I read, are they guard oriented? I know their guards have played well lately.
They've got a balanced team. They've got some really good guards, Emojay Gibson, Javion Hamlet, both guys who are playing really well on the perimeter. Guys like DJ Draper off the bench are three-point specialists. But then inside, they've got a fifth-year grad transfer named Dengu, who came from North Dakota State, and he's helped them on the glass, and he's a big athlete up front for them. Zachary Simmons, another kid in the middle, 6'9", 250. So they've got a team that's very balanced, and they played a very, very difficult schedule, so they're battle-tested. And so that should be another tough test Saturday.
Okay, they're 3-1 right now. They play at Southern Miss Thursday night. Is that right, Kane?
Yep.
Kane's the person who knows.
I'm just here to make sure that what you're saying is accurate.
Right. You got a hard job. A couple more things. We'll let you get back
to
drawing stuff on your board. How many, Kane was asked this before we started this, diet drinks?
Ooh.
In a day. It's just a tough day.
Tough day?
Right.
You know, in the season, it can get pretty tough.
Usually Diet Pepsis? Is that your go-to?
Usually Diet Pepsis, but, you know, on the road, sometimes, you know.
They don't have Pepsi products.
They don't have, you know, always Diet Pepsi. And So, you know, I'll go to Diet Dr. Pepper here and there, and, you know.
Where are you at on Mountain Dew?
Diet Dew. I like Diet Dew.
Hard to beat.
But, you know, I won't go as heavy on those as I will the Diet Pepsis. I'll go maybe, you know, one Diet Dew just to mix things up.
I bet it tasted good the other night after UTEP when y'all scored like,
yeah,
went on 10 and over. Are you just going there and pound one back?
I was ready to. I was ready to get one.
But that was a big road win.
It was a huge road win.
And after the game, you know, Dave, Hall of Famer Dave Nitz, I was listening to him talk to Eric, and he said, I know you kind of maybe, you know, you want to win both games. And
yeah.
It was kind of bittersweet. And I was thinking, no, he's the happiest man. And Eric said, no, I'm the happiest individual on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
It's hard to win on the road.
It is very hard to win on the road.
And then when y'all came back from 10 straight points to win by three, what was the word to the team after the game?
Oh, man, we just blasted some music in the locker room, and the guys are celebrating. But we were happy with how they just stuck together. And, you know, the grit they showed, you know, being down 10 with 3:19 to play, down 7 with 3:19 to play, you know, it's easy to...
On the road.
On the road and, you know, a crowd that's into it and stuff and pretty loud. Our guys, you know, fought and they kept battling and they knew and they didn't try to hit home run plays. Mm-hmm. They did it one possession at a time and they did it with, you know, a layup in the paint and then another little floater in the paint and then we got to the foul line. We caused some turnovers.
Freshman makes
it wasn't. We weren't just jacking three pointers and this and that. Mm-hmm. We just kept inching back into it and then found ourselves in the position to take the lead in the last 30 seconds and get some stops.
Everybody helped, and it seemed like that's the kind of game you win in early January on the road that can really help you, you know, in February and March. So good for y'all.
Yeah. I don't know if I answered your question, but I'd say in the 12 range of those diet drinks.
Back to the drink.
So I apologize for that.
No, that's fine.
I was avoiding it.
I'm sure you wish you had one right now.
No, I'm good.
We may knock down one when I get through this. A couple, 10 seasons in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Coaching there and had some success, went to tournament a couple times, NIT as well. And then what made you want to, you know, you left from your familiar surroundings to come down here with Eric?
Yeah, you know, and I've known Eric for a very, very long time, and he's one of my best friends in the world, and when he got this opportunity to come down here to Louisiana Tech and we talked about it, it didn't take long for me to say, yeah, I want to go there, and I want to help you and work for a great guy and work for a great school, and it was something that, you know, it was an easy choice for me. As much as we were up there for a long time, we had family and we had roots built, and, you know, in that area, it was something we just decided we got to go for it and do it. And Tech's been nothing but great to us, and we're so happy we made the choice.
I'm glad you, as a former fighting bee,
not many fighting bees out there.
I'm glad you're down here with us. What is this, year four now?
Five.
Atta baby. All right, let's wrap it up with this, literary-wise. If you're into Southern literature, any kind of literature, really, you're familiar with Pat Conroy. It's your cousin.
Yep.
The late Pat Conroy, who unfortunately passed away from pancreatic cancer, just crushed me as a fan.
Yeah.
And he seemed like just such a good guy.
Yeah.
I've got everything from The Water's Wide to his cookbook. And I'm reading now a book that somebody else wrote about him.
Yeah.
It was a joy that it came out.
Yeah.
But his dad was the great Santini.
Correct.
If you haven't read Pat Conroy, I beg you to read him. It's going to make you feel terrible as soon as the book's over. All of them. I mean, one of them, like, beach music, I think, starts with a lady jumping off a bridge.
Yeah,
it's all terrible.
Right.
And every time I get through with one, I can't wait to go read another one. I think I may reread all his stuff. But do you have a favorite? By the way, the great Santini and your dad are brothers.
Correct. And, he was the oldest in the family. My dad was the youngest. And, the great Santini, and they grew up in Chicago. And
if you read Pat Conroy's books, you know, he had this love-hate relationship with his father, which I guess was true. It's got to be. You can't make up the stuff that he writes about. But your dad was the opposite of that?
I mean, he was stern and strict, but he was fair, you know. Okay. And I think that in the great Santini was, you know, he was very tough. And being a Marine for 35 years, a colonel in the Marines, a fighter pilot, and he fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
God love him, yeah.
And, you know, the tough thing, I think, for Pat and them is Pat moved 23 times before he turned 18.
Mm.
So a challenge there. But books became a friend to him, you know, and that's, I think it added to his literary knowledge.
Well, I think one of the stories I read is mother's in the hospital bed, and she's not far from dying, and she's looking at him. She said, and the kids are around. She said, I'm scared to say anything because whatever I say is going to end up being in one of your books. Well, it's my life too, And another odd thing was when he was finishing the Great Santini and he called his father and said, I'm fixing to have to kill you.
Right.
So how do I do that in this book?
Yeah.
His dad said, this is awkward. But he went and told him. You spent time with him, though. You told me one time about the Great Santini taking you to a basketball tournament.
Well, the Great Santini, my uncle was... I was very close to him, as we all were, because and he when he retired from the Marines, he had some time. So he'd spend time. He watched us play.
Yes.
He showed up to our graduations, and he was doing a lot of things, you know, that he had time for now. And you know, and Pat always said that he had the greatest second act in American history.
Yep.
And you know, the Great Santini, when they came up with the movie, and that Robert Duvall was going to play the part of my uncle, you know, he said, it's a damn shame John Wayne's dead. Because I think he's the only guy who can play my part. So that was the Great Santini.
Is everybody in your family like him and your dad? Are they all kind of funny?
Yeah. Okay. They're all funny, quick-witted.
Funny's good.
Yeah.
Anything you want? Oh, do you have a favorite Pat Conroy book?
You know, I really like... I like The Water is Wide a lot.
That's good.
You know, and just the story of that, and really impactful. But, you know, I like The Lords of Discipline a lot as well. I think that's a great one. I mean, all his... He was an amazing talent.
Yeah,
it is
really
sad
was.
We lost him. But, I think The Lords of Discipline is...
It's good. And don't... I mean, watch the movies if you want to. It's fine.
Yeah.
The Prince of Tides is fine.
Yeah.
They're faking the Southern accents, which is... just tears me up.
Right.
But the books are. You can't get what he wrote in there into the.
And he still has some that are going to be made into movies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just it's just.
I can see South Abroad. I can see Beach Music.
Those two in particular. Yeah,
good. Can't
wait. A lot of coaches like his book, My Losing Season.
If you're a coach or a player, you need to read that.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Right.
It's a tough season for him, and it's...
Yeah.
Ball is the only reality television there.
I told him I like winning. I didn't really want
right.
That one was hard to read.
It's tough.
My winning season.
That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Hopefully you can write that when this season's
that's
over.
Right
me
there,
and you
right?
can.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anything else you want to add before we leave?
No. Thank you guys for everything.
Okay. We'll see everybody at the GM. Go Dogs. Thanks, Duffy.
Yep. Go Dogs.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.